Mishmar says on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, why does it have to write Tsar and Vash? So it says because Mishmar Basar Mashain Bedvash, Vash Mashain Basar. Sar Hutum Chal Bemikdash, Dvash, Loi Hutum Chal Bemikdash, Dvash Hutum Bashar Menachas, Sar Hutum Bashar Menachas. So it's Mavur that Sar is Hutum Chal Bemikdash, Dvash is never Hutum Bemikdash. So I saw Kasha from David Salvechik, he says, L'char Dvash is Hutum Bemikdash because Shitas Rashi is the Sal, the Mishamach learns. The dvash is kol mine masika. Any masika of pri is considered dvash. So in Cain, wine is also considered dvash because wine is a masika that comes from a pri. And we find about it that there is nesachim that was brought from yain. So you see l'chayra that yain is dvash is hutu mechala b'mikdash al yedei bringing nesachim from yain. So why is that not considered hutu mechala b'mikdash? And I was thinking l'chayra can answer that maybe that's not considered hutu mechala. Maybe that doesn't go b'chal to the iser because this is l'saktiru. You can't do a haktara, but nesachim is not a haktara, so maybe that is not bechalal the iser, and therefore it's not considered hutum mechalalai. So that's the what you could say, but the problem is achrona being from the Rambam is mashma that even on nesachim there would be an iser of kol sabachal dvash. He passes yain for kiddush for that reason if it has dvash because it's not really lenasech. So the Rambam seems to hold that that is considered a haktara. So if the Rambam is not considered that why is that not considered hutum mechlala unless you say the Rambam doesn't hold that it's kailo kol mini masika. But if it is kailo kol mini masika, then it's not kitzarichi, and why is that not considered hutum mechlala?